Good morning. So this is not going to surprise you at all, but I would like to share with you one of my favorite Bible verses. It's Matthew 18:2-6. He called a little child to stand among them, and he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become more like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name also welcomes me." So, one thing I've learned from growing up in this church and also in my teaching career so far is that we really don't give children enough credit. We don't give children enough credit for what they can do and what they can understand. And I know that sometimes we're just willing to tie the shoe and pop them in the car and say, "Come on, let's go." And I know y'all have seen that in my life because I just pick Kate Pyle up and put her in the car seat and say, "Let's go, we're going. Charlotte and Caroline have got to get to swim practice. We're leaving." But most of the time, we don't give children enough credit for what they can understand, especially in understanding the kingdom of God. And with people like Chuck Taylor and Mr. Hill and Miss Penry, I can attest that because of those people in the church, I was also able to understand the kingdom of God at such a young age. I was challenged to seek the Lord even as a very young student. Obviously, with your help, once I joined the youth group, my spiritual journey just seemed to flourish. I was exposed to the extreme poverty across the United States through mission trips. I was given responsibilities and commitments to uphold and follow through with, and I even dressed up like a homeless woman in a play and wore a gold tooth because that's what my preacher wanted me to do. Through all of this, I was exposed to God's unfailing love, and because of all of this, I was exposed to all the great needs of our community, and I knew I was being called in a specific way to be with children. So, at 18 years old, with your financial gifts and the help of my church family, you sent me away for many, many weeks to travel the United States and to teach children about having a raw and vulnerable relationship with Christ. I came back with an even greater love for children, which ultimately led me to my current career path. You raised me in a church with intentions that I would do great things. You gave me opportunities to learn about the world and our community, and for that, I just would be grateful. It is with your financial gifts that we continue instilling that kind of growth and commitment in our young people today. With your support of mission trips, youth fundraisers, keeping the nursery, and donations that help our children and youth, they will soon experience all the things that I did that ultimately changed my life. So, to conclude, I'll be reading our Old Testament lesson, which comes from Deuteronomy 15:7-11. If there is a poor man among your brothers in any of the towns in the land of the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-headed or tight-fisted toward your poor brother. Rather, be open-handed and freely tend to him whatever he needs. Be careful not to harbor this wicked thought. The seventh year, the year for canceling debts, is near, so that you do not show ill will toward your needy brother and give him nothing. He may then appeal to the Lord against you, and you will be found guilty of sin. Give generously to him and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and give you everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed towards your brother and toward the poor and needy in your land. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.